Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. This is BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And in a few minutes, I'll give you two numbers. They're both call-in numbers. One is for worldwide. That means any place in the entire world except the United States and Canada. And you share a separate number. So we invite you to call in anytime and often as we share this next hour. It is an uninterrupted hour with Kate Braun. She is the my favorite solstice-discussing person.
You're sweet.
I mispronounced your last name, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I do it all the time. I apologize. How long have I known you?
Over 20? 10 years.
Yeah.
15? Something like that.
So say it correctly for the crowd.
Brown.
Brown.
B-R-A-U-N. Brown.
See, I keep trying to say Braun.
Yeah, and when people do that, my comeback tends to be, oh, but I am a person. I am not the coffee machine.
Like that. We're going to talk about solstice tonight. We have the summer solstice tomorrow.
Yes, we do, and we had a full moon last night.
Wasn't it gorgeous?
It was magnificent.
It looked like it was. You could just touch it.
Well, weatherman Mark explained, and other weathermen have explained, and it's been on the internet, that when there's a full moon rising and it gets and it's real close to the horizon, the way it was last night, it looks bigger.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Trickster. It was a trickster moon. It was a strawberry moon, wasn't it?
Well, June is the honeymoon, also known as mead moon. You can also call it midsummer moon and wishing moon.
And it's also strawberry moon. I just looked.
Cool.
Yeah. August is the moon of the green corn, or the sturgeon moon, for next month, for those of you that have any interest in that at all. Okay. So we're doing solstices, and for those folks that do not get her newsletter, you need to get the newsletter, folks. You can go to Kate, K-A-T-E-B, at Texas.
No. That's the wrong e-address.
Okay, give them the right one so they can go.
They can go to K-A-T-E underscore B-R-A-U-N 2000 at yahoo.com and ask me to add them to the mailing list, and I will. And then they will get the seasonal messages that I put out 8 times a year that coincide with the 8 spokes on the wheel. It's a seasonal thing. Solstices and equinoxes are the quarters. If you think of a clock face, solstices are at 12 and 6, and equinoxes are at 3 and 9. And the other 4 times that we mark are called cross quarters, and they would be like an X on your clock face, roughly speaking, 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, and 10:30.
Okay. What is the X? I understand the other, but what is the X?
If you looked at the clock face and you lined up those other 4 dates, it would make an X.
But what are those other 4 dates? What do they represent? We have equinox and we have solstice.
Okay. good
Uh-oh.
Thing I have my cheat sheet here.
That's the first time I've ever heard about the X.
Well, because you've got the quarters, and that's the solstices and the equinoxes, and then you have the cross quarters. Candlemas is February 2nd. Let me pull out my other book here that makes it a whole lot easier to look at. Yeah, Candlemas is February the 2nd. Then we get the equinox. Then Beltane comes along end of April or May 1st. Then we get summer solstice. Then we go to Lammas, which is end of July, early August. Then we get the fall equinox. Then we get Halloween.
Then we
get Yule, which is the winter solstice. And then we're back to where we started from, sort of.
in your newsletter, you topic it sort of with Hark, Hear the Children Sing Glory to the Holly King. Friday, June the 20th is the summer solstice, also known as Midsummer, Litha, L-I-T-H-A,
yep.
St. John's Day, and Day of the Green Man. What is the Day of the Green Man?
Well, the Green Man is like the spirit of the woods. Not exactly like Robin Hood, but more like Dionysius, because we're getting into a time of harvesting, and the Green Man is a forest deity.
Okay. And Friday is Freya's day, or
Freya,
bringing feminine powers into play as we celebrate not only the longest day slash shortest night of the year, but also the beginning of the half of the year when feminine energy becomes a more dominant part of the planet's balance.
Yeah.
The old folklore calendar lists summer as beginning on May 1st and ending on August the 1st. So to identify this date as a midsummer is appropriate in more meanings than one.
Yeah, because here we are, it's June, and we're pretty much in between May and August. So yeah, call it midsummer. Midsummer has its own season. I tell you though, with the temperatures the way they are in Austin right now, it feels like we are in the middle of the dog days.
isn't it? We have to let people know out there. Everybody knows that Texas is hot. We do have deserts. We have El Paso, Texas. People think of desert. But we're in central Texas, which we do have our hot days. But we usually don't have triple digits until July.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon to have triple digits July the 4th.
Weatherman Mark has been telling us that it's normal for Austin to have about 10 days of temperatures of 100 degrees or more. So far this year, we've had 14.
Mm-hmm. And we're not even in our hottest months, which typically can be September and August and September. A lot of people don't realize that. They think of June and July as being hot months, maybe August. But here, August and September can be brutal.
Yes, they can.
And we've already had 101, 102 here. So,
yes.
And I told everybody last year that this summer was going to be a stinker.
Man, and what's really weird is last year at this time, it was cool, it was raining. I had plants in my garden that drowned. There was so much rain last year.
I've forgotten that.
Yeah, I had a beautiful tub of heliotrope, and there was so much rain that it just drowned. And now I have another beautiful tub of heliotrope, and I have to water it pretty much every day or it will shrivel in the heat.
Oh, my goodness. Global warming, thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Air conditioning is no longer an option or a luxury. It is a necessity.
Yeah. Worldwide, that phone number is 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, please call on 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland going global for Spirit with Kate, my solstice and equinox lady. Today she's going to tell us all about Oak King and Holly King and why they do their ritual dance.
It has to do with maintaining the planet's balance. The Oak King we talked about more with the winter solstice because the Oak King is the king of the new year, okay? And he grows. He's like the sun, getting bigger and bigger and hotter and hotter. Well, starting Sunday, what we're going to notice, either consciously or subconsciously, we're going to start to notice the days getting shorter. And that means the nights are going to get longer. There's going to be more dark time than light time. This is the time for the Holly King because he's the king of the waning year. There's a lot of folklore that talks about the Oak King and the Holly King being twins. And they enact their ritual dance. Sometimes it's called a ritual battle. But nobody really dies. It's just that one loses power and the other gains power, and 6 months later it shifts the other way. It's one of the ways that we can mark the balance that the planet goes through and that we go through to stay on an even keel. And what I thought for some time would be quite fun if people really wanted to do a big dramatic solstice celebration, they would get two athletically inclined fellows to personate the Oak King and the Holly King and do some kind of wonderful dance, maybe with some of those Star Wars lightsabers that you can find here and there.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
This is a fire festival, too. We're saying goodbye to the sun. He's going to be waning down, so we want to give him a big blowout. If you're out in the country, oh, build a bonfire. I know it's hot, but build a bonfire. You're outside. If you don't want to do that, at the very least, light some candles.
Can do that.
Yes.
Can do that. That's one of the reasons why I always wanted a fireplace, every place I lived. Not so much that I use a fireplace, although I did. But it's a great, safe way to light candles year-round every day.
Yep.
You put it in the fireplace and you cover it up, and even if you have animals or children, they're not very likely to get into it.
That's true. Cauldrons are also useful. A good metal cauldron. You can get a fire going in that, and if it has a lid on it, then all you have to do is put the lid on, and you don't have to worry about ashes. You can also use cauldrons for centerpieces. One of the things that I suggested in this message is to, for a centerpiece, fill and surround your cauldron with fresh flowers, with ivy and green things, but it has to be fresh. Not artificial. And that gets us back into the whole green man, the god of the woods imagery. You want the flowers, you want the ivy, you want the vines. It's everything is being very lush right now, symbolically speaking.
Another safe thing to do, too, to stabilize candle is sand.
Oh, yeah.
Sand and marbles, but sand is much better.
Sand is a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just put it in whatever you want to put it in, and then kind of nooch your candles.
And if you're going to burn some candles, the best colors to use would be light blue, a good clear green, and yellow. Red and gold will work too, but we want to think about representing still the growth that we have, the verdancy, even though a lot of people's lawns are looking pretty bare and sere right now.
Yeah, brown.
But yeah, it's the image of the season that you have green growing things, and so the fresh greenery is a good thing to do.
You said a backyard barbecue pit will serve?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Possibly.
And since flaming foods are also a good thing to eat, you can have your Weber grill out in the backyard, fire it up, and after you've cooked the shish kebab, you can throw incense in there.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. I love the idea of remembering your pets and your animals, familiars or work bees. It is also important to include fairies, elves, and spirits in your plans, as they are more prominent in their activities on this day.
Yes.
Leaving some food, herbs, fruit, juice, and so forth for them will suffice. And if any should present themselves during a celebration, drink a toast to them. I love that. Just love it.
Well, you know, part of the lore is that fairies ride on fireflies.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're out in your backyard and you notice fireflies buzzing around, the odds are you've got some fairies in there, too. I've got fireflies in my backyard. I haven't seen any recently. I think it's too hot for them. But along one fence line, I've got bamboo. Along the other fence line, there's lots of ivy. It gives the fireflies cover, and they like it.
Safety.
Yeah.
I came home not too many nights ago, and when I pulled in the driveway, turned out the light, right before the automatic light came on in the driveway, I saw lots of fireflies.
Oh, neat.
Just real quick, you know, that just split second before the artificial light buried them, so to speak.
Yep, and I am beginning to hear the cicadas drone now.
Mm-hmm. I love those.
And I usually don't, you usually don't hear a lot of them until much later in the summer, August and September.
But that heat coming in, they come out when the heat comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're waking up now.
As you bless yourself, your friends, pets, and plants, remember that this is also a time to destroy any amulets you have made that have outlived their usefulness. Pardon me. The preferred method is to cast them into the ceremonial fire. When the ashes cool, scatter these ashes throughout the garden. This brings blessings to the land.
Usually, if you make an amulet like a corn dolly or a sun wheel or something like that, it usually lasts for about a year. And then you need to let it go and redo that bit of magic, re-energize it. It has to do with re-energizing yourself, with putting your focus to what you need to be doing. You don't just make whatever image you make and say, okay, this is for prosperity, now I never have to do this again. No, you have to go back and redo it periodically. It's another seasonal thing that we have to remember to do. It keeps us focused on what we need to do.
Does that include candles that you've used? If there's some little something left of the candle, would you do throw that in?
Oh, there's so many different thoughts on that. Well, a candle would melt, the wax wouldn't totally dissipate. You could. I've also heard that when you're doing some kind of candle magic, if the candle doesn't burn up completely, you should not throw that stub into the trash. You should take it out and bury it in the garden.
Yeah, I had not heard that before. Okay.
So there's lots of different theories on what you do with the ends of candles. That's something to ask Midnight at Ancient Mysteries about.
Well, you'll have to do that and then call in next Wednesday and share the answer with our audience.
And I will be there on Saturday, so I will have a chance to ask her. Yes, indeed.
Oh, all right. This is Elaine Ireland. You've been going global for spirit with Kate, my solstice lady and expert. Those call-in numbers are worldwide, 877-489. 6350, and if you live in the United States or Canada, please call 1-888-228-4494. We would love to have your questions, your comments, sharing your experiences with some of this good stuff for the rest of the world. So please call in. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, let's see.
Retrogrades. I've said for years, I am not an astrologer. And I will never try to be one. It's way too complicated, and it's much too much math, and the computer programs cost an arm and a leg. But I pay attention to the retrogrades because I see those patterns reflected in the tarot readings I do for my clients.
Uh-huh.
And right now, we have got a boodle of retrogrades that are going to go through the summer and into the fall. And I'm not going to get into a big thing about listing each one and telling you what they mean. Go to my website, www.tarotbykateinaustin.com, and you can read all about it. But the cumulative effect of the current bunch of retrogrades, as I see it, is forcing us, prompting us, kicking us in the butt to make us focus and pay attention to whatever it is we've been ignoring. I know it's hot. I know nobody wants to do much of anything, but all the same, it is really very, very good right now to not put off until tomorrow what you can do today and to put a little extra effort in every day to taking care of unfinished business. Do what you didn't do last week.
Yeah.
It'll be better. It'll be a whole lot better for you, spiritually speaking, energy-wise, and it'll just make you feel good to not have the leftovers hanging over your head anymore like a sword of Damocles.
Sword of Damocles. Tell people what that is.
Well, that's Greek mythology. Damocles was a giant, and when travelers stopped at his place, he would be very happy to give them a bed for the night, but this was the catch. If the bed was too small, he'd cut off the parts that hung over. And if the bed, and if you were smaller than the bed, well, then he had all these chains and pulleys and things, and he would stretch you to fit the bed. It was not the best place in the world to sleep, needless to say, and most people did not sleep there very comfortably, wondering when it's going to strike. You know, what are we going to do here? And so, yes, unfinished business, knowing that you need to mop the floor or clean the refrigerator or balance the checkbook, and putting it off, it hangs over you like this threat, this doomy gloomy thing that says, I know I have to do it, I don't want to do it, I'll do it later. And the longer you put off doing it, the bigger it is.
That's true.
So, in other words, this summer, much as we would rather not, it's just going to be good to tend to business, to catch up all the loose ends, to do our best to buy, let's see, when do things start to really get better? Oh, dear.
While you're looking, let me share this. This is from another source. Again, this month's new moon is in Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter, and is a sign of enthusiasm and optimism. Sagittarius is very outdoorsy, so get out there and play. Sag is all about play, but also about philosophy, higher education, justice, fairness, and travel. So go somewhere new and enjoy the journey. Turn off the electronic devices and connect to your true nature by physically getting into nature, which is so what you've been talking about, doing the fire thing in the backyard. All
watching the
stuff.
Fireflies, mm-hmm. Yes, all of that, absolutely.
I want to share something else that you wrote, too, while you're looking. At this celebration, and this is Kate, at this celebration, it's important to have fun and play. We're all filled with delight and joy. Life is good. Food is in abundance. The future lies before us as an unrolling path that will take us to delightful places. See, that's all about that travel and stuff, too. Adventure abounds. The possibilities are infinite. The only taboos are do not give away any fire. Do not sleep away from home. Do not neglect your animals. Respect these taboos and have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Now, how are we going to travel if we can't sleep away from home? That's what I want to know.
But Elaine, it's just for the solstice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay? Solstice is just one day. And on that night, tomorrow night, Friday the 20th, you need to be sleeping in your own bed.
Well, that won't be a problem.
That's
no
right.
Plans.
Now Saturday, that's a different thing. Saturday, you can go here and there and pitch a tent and camp out at Enchanted Rock or wherever.
That sounds lovely.
And contemplate nature, yes.
That sounds lovely. What I was reading from a while ago was Lois J. Wetzel of Hot Pink Lotus. She's in Houston, at the store in Houston. And she, every now and then she drops things like this into emails, and I scarf them up and keep them until I've either got them memorized or I don't need them anymore. So that's where that little nugget came from. Goes right along with the solstice stuff. Have you found what you were looking for?
Well, basically what we've got is the retrogrades that are going to force us to pay attention to what we need to pay attention to will, roughly speaking, take us up to Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me that.
Well, but see, the retrogrades go in a rhythm and in a balance, too. So they phase out. Like Mercury's gone direct today. Okay, so that retrograde's over and done with.
Thank goodness. This was a mean one.
I know.
And I think you've probably got the record there. I don't have that in front of me, but there were other things in retro at the same time.
Oh, heavens, yes. Pluto, Juno, Jupiter, Chiron, Neptune. Uranus goes retrograde on the 26th of this month. So we've got all these things. Chiron is our teacher. And when he retrogrades, we're forced to face what the Greeks called our tragic flaw. And what I tend to tell my clients is, if you never notice your weaknesses. If you never acknowledge your weaknesses, then you never have a chance to grow them into strengths.
Good comment.
So Chiron's retrograde, it means we're going to be more aware of what it is we don't know, what it is we can't do very well, all the things that people would just as soon ignore. But you recognize that. You say, oh, well, no, I don't type as fast as I should. Well, put a little time into it and practice. Guess what? You'll type faster. Grease the wheels. Keep the machinery rolling. Don't just sit there and go, oh, I don't type very fast. I should do something about that sometime.
We've all done some form of that.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens after Thanksgiving? It really, things come back alive?
Well, the retrograde phase out. They don't all start and stop at the same time, okay? But by the time we get to Thanksgiving, pretty much the only thing we have left to be retrograde will be Uranus, Vesta, Pallas. That's not too bad.
No, that's not bad.
That's just a few. But this summer, it's going to be heavy. That's the only thing I can say. It's going to be hot and heavy and difficult. But you know what the Chinese philosopher said? A step of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And you just do that one step, and then you do another. Perseverance furthers. But this is not a time to try to be in too big of a hurry because it's just too hot.
Famous last words for any Texan living.
Oh, yes. I was out running around doing errands yesterday, and it was stuff that had to be done because if I didn't do it yesterday, I was going to have to do it this morning. And by the time I got done, I felt like my brains were boiled. And all I wanted to do was go crawl into a cool tub and just lie there, surrounded by tepid water for about an hour.
Do you have a pool at your place?
No.
No hot tub or anything?
No.
I don't know why I was thinking you did.
No. The neighbor of my dear friend in California has a hot tub. But I don't think I'm going to be going out there to visit anytime soon, given the price of gasoline and airplane tickets and stuff like that.
Yeah, really bad on that, too. There was something else you wanted to...
Oh, yes, yes.
The informal class.
Yes, I got a delightful email today from the lady who honchos the informal classes, Marguerite Elliott. And she had received a message from a lady who writes for Texas Monthly who wants to do an article on the informal classes, just two of the classes. And I don't know which two, but my class is one of them. And so I have sent her an email back saying, yes, let's talk. Let's make a plan. If I don't have a message back from her and tomorrow when I open the computer and look at email, I've got phone numbers too, and I will call her because I think that sounds like a very interesting thing. Informal classes are cool all by themselves anyway because this is what UT Austin does. It's not formal coursework. It's not part of a degree plan. It's things being offered that people can sign up for and take just because they're curious. Because they want to learn to do Latin dances or get a beginning tarot class from me or something like that.
It's amazing what they do offer.
Oh, it's an incredible range. I have no idea what it is. You can everything I think from basic accounting to samba.
I know they offer photography classes and sewing and cooking and dancing and all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
The mechanical, they used to do a cool mechanics, basic mechanical for women.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I know people who took that way back when.
I thought that was really cool. How to change a tire and how to change your oil and what to look for and listen for. It was really was a neat class. I sat in on it one night, and it was a neat class. You had to get dirty. You had to promise to get dirty. That's kind of cool. So now
Texas Monthly has gotten interested in informal classes, and I don't know when it's going to, you know, which issue it's going to be in. I don't know how far ahead they plan things and write things, but I think it's going to be very interesting to talk with the lady, and I'm forgetting her name right now.
I can tell you, I've got the email in front of me, Miss Womble, W-O-M-B-L-E.
And I know her last name, her first name starts with an A, but I'm not...
Ashley.
Ashley.
I just saw it in the bottom. Yeah, Ashley.
Okay, yeah. And so it's going to be fun to talk with her and see what she's planning and what kind of questions she wants to ask me and what kind of information I can give her. I think the whole informal classes program is much fun.
I liked it. I liked it when I taught. It was fun.
Well, I have fun with every class that I teach. Inevitably, somebody asks me a question I don't know the answer to. And that's the most fun of all because it means I get to go do research and learn new things and look stuff up. And this prompted a question that I had for you at the last Metaphysical Fair about eclipses, remember?
I remember.
Yeah, because one of my students noticed that in the greater Trump, the moon, it's an eclipse. And he wants to know, well, what's the eclipse all about? So I went and asked you, and I poked around on the Internet. And also, there's an eclipse in the Eight of Cups. I'm looking at it right now. So we're talking about change. We're talking about progression. Again, it's about a reshifting of the balance of our lives. That's the way I phrase it. You said it a bit differently.
I don't remember how I said it. Spirit probably came out.
It made sense. It made sense to me. And it's not a fearsome thing. We're just talking about a shift of balance. And I'm scanning through my cards now. Those are the only two I see. The Greater Trump, the Moon, and then the Eight of Cups. They both show eclipses.
You know, I've looked at those cards for so long and so often that I don't think I realized it was an eclipse.
Well, I didn't either
artwork.
Until it was pointed out. Well, with the Rider-Waite deck, there's another one that's interesting. Which pentacle is it? Six of Pentacles, the one that's all about making choices. And again, it was a student in one of my classes. I was explaining how you have to make choices in life, and that's what this card is showing us. It's all about the need to make choices. So one of my students says, well, how does the guy in the middle know that he's supposed to be giving money to this beggar over here in the beige cloak? And another student popped up and said, because the fellow in the blue cloak's already got something in his pocket. Well, I have looked at the Rider-Waite tarot deck for 40 years now. I had never noticed that.
That card's all about fairness to me. Somebody balancing, really trying hard to be fair.
It is. And when you give, and this is what I've started saying about it now, that when you give, whether it's your money, your time, your thoughts, your blood, sweat, and tears, whatever it is that you are giving, you need to give where it will be needed, not where it will be redundant.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Because here's this fellow, I'm looking at the card as we speak, because here's this fellow in the middle, he's holding a scale, he's weighing things in a balance. He's got two beggars here. Who needs the money? He's going to give the alms where they are needed. He's not going to give them to the fellow who's already got something stuck in his pocket and just wants more. He's going to give to the person who has nothing.
You know, and that's all about balance, and our summer solstice is about balance with
yes.
Holly King and the Oak King.
Yes.
That's a good card to bring up.
Balancing your priorities, balancing the way you distribute whatever it is you're distributing, whether it's energy, thought, money, you know. Another way to put it, and we'll draw on some John Barth imagery from that, is are you going to be a sheep and just tag along with the rest of the crowd, or are you going to be a goat and find your own path and go your own way and make a difference that way. That imagery comes from Giles Goat Boy.
Interesting. Okay. What else would you like to share with us about solstice?
Oh.
What do we need to... Is this a good time to make wishes or make plans? Is it a good time of the year to start planting those seeds?
No. This is more a time... This summer solstice is more a time to be more receptive than active. We've got the harvest rolling in. It's a time when you can relax and enjoy the abundance and play and share and have fun.
And have fun. That keeps coming up, having fun.
Yes.
I think if the kids are out of school now, they should be having fun.
But see, this is part of balance, too. You know that old saying that our grandmother said, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Well,
yes.
You've got to have some play in your life or you get out of balance. It's not all about work and study and sticking money into the bank account and amassing things. You have to do stuff just for fun. It enriches yourself. It enriches your soul. It makes you a better person.
So everybody go have fun.
Yeah.
Whatever that means to you.
Whatever that means. I sing with tapestry singers, and I do various kinds of needlework because I like to make pretty things. And this is my fun. Okay, my husband watches me doing cross stitch and says, how can you stand to do that? The needle goes up through one little hole and down through another little hole. I would be bored to tears. And I'm going, yes, dear. And you go off with your guitar. And you play Michael Row the Boat Ashore for 25,000 verses. That's your fun.
And the neighbors are ready to go nuts, right?
Oh, he doesn't make a great deal of noise with it, no. But for my husband, making music, this is one of the ways he can play. It's one of the ways he can re-energize himself spiritually. And, you know, we've all got the things that we do, not because we have to, but because we want to. That's play.
That's play. I love it. Love that attitude. What makes us feel good.
Yeah. Because that's how you keep the balance. When you get out of balance, you get grumpy. You get cranky. You notice every little ache and pain. It's not a good place to be. When you're balanced, you can cope with the heat. You can cope with the dead car. You can cope with whatever you have to cope with because there's joy in your heart and in your soul. Does that make sense?
We forget that. I do. I forget that. I get so caught up with the computer and work and
doing what you have to
do. Yeah. That even going to a movie sometimes is, I've got to go do that because that's what I'm supposed to do. You know?
You've got to make the time for play. It's just like you have to make time for friends, to build your friendships. They don't grow all by themselves. So you make time for play. You make time for friends. It's one of the ways you stay balanced. And when we are balanced as people, we can live our lives better. We can just do better. There's no other way to say it as far as I'm concerned. You can be a better person and you can live a better life if you are in a better balance.
And the word balance means different things to different people. But to me, it means an equal amount of love, money, work, fun, play, travel.
Yeah. And when I talk about balance, I think of it more like the changing of the seasons, okay? And this here we are back to solstice stuff. What we're going to see tomorrow is the longest day, and the shortest nights in the year. And as we move through the year, and again, think about your clock face. That hand is going to move from 6 up towards 12. The nights are going to get longer. The days are going to get shorter until we get up to the winter solstice, and then we have the reverse, the longest night, the shortest day. That's the other part of the balance. It's the other side of the coin. And then the pattern starts all over again. It's like a dance, too. A dance has certain steps, and you do the steps in a certain order, and you finish the steps, and then you start all over again, and the pattern repeats. And you do it the right way, and it makes a beautiful pattern, and it creates balance. You have to use 2 feet. You have to not just hop, hop, hop on 1 foot. You have to use right foot and left foot, and you have to use them in the right way and in the right order and in the right tempo, and then you have a beautiful dance.
Folks out there, we would love to have your questions, your comments, your stories. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, please call on 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit on BBSRadio.com with Elaine Brown. with Kate Brown. We'll share names today, okay?
It works for me.
It works. Do you have any questions of me? Oops, I threw that at you, didn't I?
Yes, you
didn't
did.
Expect that.
Well, do you have any plans for celebrating the solstice?
I will have a friend is here. I also do real estate for folks out there that don't know that. Excuse me. I am a licensed agent in the state of Texas, and I work with Keller Williams. Excuse me. And a client slash friend slash colleague is here from California. In fact, he's probably getting his rental car as we speak. He'll be here for 4 days. So the next 4 days, we jokingly say we're joined at the hip while he's here because we have to get so much done while he's here. And then he flies off to wherever he needs to go from here. And tomorrow we will be checking jobs. He's having some reconstruction done on several of his properties. And probably go to dinner early tomorrow night and then come home and collapse because we will have spent all day in the heat.
Well, now remember, it's a good idea to be eating yellow and orange foods for the solstice. That's things like squash, lemons, oranges. Fresh fruits and vegetables are good.
So much for that.
So, you know, keep that in mind. And goodness knows the squashes are in abundance right now. I'm seeing golden zucchini at Wheatsville and the summer squash and the green zucchini, and it's all being very good. Midnight has given me some squash from her and zucchini from her garden.
I'm ready to do that again. I haven't had a garden in a long time, and I'm ready to do that.
Well, my garden is basically roses and stevia. The butterfly weed is doing very well, but mostly it's you know, the herbs and the ornamentals. I've gotten to a point where trying to grow tomatoes and peppers and squashes and things is more trouble than I want to take to put into it. This is one of the things I'm recognizing as I get older. I want to enjoy a garden, but I don't want to be a slave to my garden.
That, yeah, if you build too big a one, that's for sure. Yeah, I have friends that just put one or two plants in and that's it. You know, and that takes care of their seasonal, excuse me, folks out there, can't seem to get my throat clear. Takes care of their seasonal wants like tomatoes and a plant of squash, gives them plenty. And, you know, with our little tomato scare this year, our neighbor across the street brought a sack full of tomatoes over. I thought that was really sweet. I didn't even know they had a garden in the backyard. But
well.
Yeah.
I tend to get my tomatoes at Wheatsville. I buy the locally grown organics. I buy the heirlooms. And there was never a problem with locally grown produce. So I didn't worry about that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, once you have tasted an organic heirloom tomato, you don't want to eat anything else.
I trust you.
I will do without tomatoes in the winter months rather than eat something that tastes like watery cardboard.
Yeah. I grew up on homegrown everything because my folks had a place out in Bastrop, and my dad had a very green thumb, he and Mom both, from those little red potatoes to big potatoes to all kinds of peppers and tomatoes and cucumbers and squash and bell peppers and just all, he even tried growing watermelons and I mean, if he would try anything to grow.
I grew watermelons once. I hadn't intended to, but my brother-in-law spat some watermelon seeds out into the backyard, and the next thing I knew, there were these vines.
Well, my goodness.
They were nice.
It took Daddy, I think, 2 years to get his to, they'd blossom, but they wouldn't turn. And I think he said on the third year he had... That was the year that they had the little round watermelon.
Well, I've got my loquat tree, and it is wonderful, and I've got lots of loquats in the freezer.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Well, I've got a plan now. I'm going to try making loquat yogurt stevia water popsicles.
Oh, my goodness. Let me know how that turns out.
It's going to be an interesting experiment, and we shall see how it goes.
See, beginnings. Well, you know, when we have a solstice, solstices to me are always endings and beginnings. I guess that falls back on another balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're talking about doing all the starting things.
Oh, yeah. I always have things I'm going to try to do. I always have experiments. See if it works, see if it doesn't work. But you experiment, you find new ways to do the same old stuff. It recreates balance when you do that.
I like that, recreates balance.
Yeah. You don't have to do the same old thing, the same old way, day after day and year after year. You can make little minor changes. And you're still maintaining your balance. It's like what's a good image that comes to mind? If you're riding a bicycle, you know how to pedal, you know how to do all these things. You can change that motion and try riding a unicycle, and that's a very different kind of balance.
I was at a gathering last Sunday, speaking of balance and bicycles, and there was a contraption that was circular, that had bicycle wheels, that had multiple of people, like six on it.
Oh, I've seen those things. I don't know what they are.
But they were riding, I only saw one group, and they were having a ball, and it had a rent me sign on it. I have no idea where they came from. But everybody was pedaling in the same way, and they were moving as though you would walk down the street. Even the person sitting backwards was pedaling a certain way. It was really neat.
I have seen those things, and I do not know what you call them, but I think they look like much fun.
I thought so, too. It was fun to just watch them have fun.
And if any of our listeners know what you call that particular contraption, please send us an email. Let us know.
Call in.
Yes.
I never saw where they got it. I didn't see a sign or a vendor anything.
You'd have to know what to call it before you could go try to find one, wouldn't you?
Well, we were down on the shores of Lake Austin, so you know they had booths set up everywhere, and
right.
It was... had they had it right there, probably would have been obvious. So it was probably off the ground somewhere. But it was fun. It was fun to see them have fun.
Oh yeah,
friends. Let me tell you just real quick who's going to be on next week. Fran Silverman. She's written a couple books actually, about how to get on the radio. Information that you need. She has helped place a number of people in. Positions on radios and help them do marketing and promotion and that sort of thing. But you folks right now can get on the radio by calling worldwide number 877-489-6350, United States and Canada 1-888-253-3139, 828-4494. We probably have about 10 minutes, I'm guessing. So call in, share your stories, and it doesn't have to be about summer solstice. Please call. I bet Kate would be glad to answer a psychic question or two.
I would do my best.
Yeah, we both would. So anything you would like to call in about besides stories, please do. We would love to hear from you. We like to know that there's actually somebody out there listening to us. It's always nice to know. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit on bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Try saying that without taking a breath. When will you be back again? You'll be back for the fall?
For the fall equinox.
Equinox.
The fall equinox this year is Monday, September the 22nd. So that means we would be talking about it on Thursday, September the 18th.
I think that we've already got it scheduled, folks. I just didn't remember when it was. I knew it was in
And I have a calendar right here, and I can look on it.
You're so sneaky.
I don't pull all this stuff out of the ozone. I don't carry calendars in my head. I have to look.
Oh, I have. You know, I have my scheduled calendar right here in front of me. I could have looked. I just didn't do it. Well, I'm glad that you're back this time. What else would you like to tell us? I just looked at my clock. I don't think we have that much more time.
Oh, we don't. I would just like to remind people that my website is www.tarotbykateinaustin.com. And if you want to send me an email, you send it to kate2000@yahoo.com. I do my best to respond to messages quickly, and I won't just sit there for weeks and weeks and weeks before you hear back from me.
And for me, it's ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. That's pretty much my website, www.
Oh, and we had talked about informal classes, and I am scheduled to teach one next month, July 2nd, 9th, and 16th. And if anybody listening is in the area and thinks it might be fun to learn beginning tarot, informal classes does have a website. And you can go there, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about how to enroll in the class.
Good. Thank you for doing that. All your phone numbers and everything are on your website, I take it, if they want
yes.
to call and make appointments for private sessions.
Yes, but we'll tell them anyway. If you want to talk to me and schedule a reading or ask a question, it's area code 512-454-2293.
And we've got a psychic fair if you're in the Austin area, and we do have people come from Dallas and Fort Worth and Mexico even.
Oh,
on
yes.
August, yeah, all around. August the 9th and the 10th at the Radisson Hotel of Austin. That's in the north part of town, right by I-35.
It's on Middle Fiskville Road, which is in between Highland Mall and Lincoln Village.
Right. Nice hotel, lots of parking space.
Yes,
fairly
indeed. Very good air conditioning.
Yeah. Bring your sweater.
Well, we're going to need it in August.
Oh, Lord. Okay, that's August the 9th, which is a Saturday, opens at 10 on Saturday. Open until 6. The 10th is a Sunday. It opens at 11.
Yes.
Until 6.
And we will have fun.
We always do.
Yes,
we do. I don't think we have another one until November.
That's right. After August, the next one is November, and that's going to be, I don't have it written down.
I don't have it either. I just have the cards for August.
Well,
probably right before Thanksgiving. That's usually when those are.
Yeah.
Sweet Seth is going to start whispering sweet nothings in my ear, so we need to say goodnight to the world. Say goodnight, Kate.
Good night, world.
And thank you so much for having been with us. Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland, bbsradio.com. We always enjoy having you folks listening. I know you're out there even though you don't call in. And thank you, Kate, for sharing your time with me tonight. And I'll see you before August, I'm sure.
It's always fun to chat with you, Elaine.
And take care
of yourself. And we'll have more fun in September.
Yes, we will. Take care of yourself and world. Have a great week. Don't forget to share a smile.
And
good night,
stay
everybody.
Cool.
Stay cool, yes. Good night.
Good night.